Chapter 75. Thomas was propped up on the overstuffed velvet couch in Isabella's comfortable brownstone sitting room. The pain in his side was bearable if he didn't move, but the wound continued to seep blood even after the doctor doused it with carbolic acid and wrapped it tightly in gauze bandages. Before the doctor left, he prescribed a tablespoon of laudanum every hour, twice daily cleaning with the carbolic acid, and 2 weeks of bed rest.
2 more inches to the left and that bullet would have perforated the bowels, said the elderly physician. Your friends would be planning your funeral, and I'd be saved the nuisance of having to make a house call at this hour.
He smiled at his own joke before patting Thomas on the shoulder and heading to the door. It was 12:30. Tiana and Isabella were drinking tea, and Oconee was pacing the room with his hands behind his back.
You can't stay here,
he said to Thomas when the door closed behind the doctor.
It won't take long for Donegan to put all of the pieces together and come here to find you.
Thomas cleared his throat. Do you have a plan?
I think I do, Oconee replied. Your friend, Angela, in Boston, the nurse who cared for you after Pebble Creek Ridge. Will she take you in?
I haven't seen or talked with her in almost 7 years, Thomas replied. I'm not sure what she would do if I showed up on her doorstep. Isabella leaned forward on her chair.
Thomas, I am sorry to ask this, but we don't have much time.
She took a deep breath and asked,
Was Angela your lover?
Thomas looked at the floor. Had anyone else asked that question, he would have found a way to stand up and strike them down. Instead, he quietly answered,
She was. Your first,
Isabella continued. He nodded his head.
And she was a recent widow?
He nodded again. Isabella looked at Oconee.
I know what a woman goes through when she loses her husband, especially at a young age.
She walked over and gently laid a hand on Thomas's head.
She will see you, and she will take you in. Please trust me on this.
Thomas felt his eyes moisten, but he could not find any words.
So, what do we do now? Tiana asked.
The first steamship departs from Boston, from the North River Pier at 4 a.m. Thomas will be on it,
Oconee said.
By himself?
Tiana asked.
Oconee shook his head. You will go with him. We will book a private stateroom where he can rest until you arrive in Boston in the early afternoon.
And where will you be? Thomas asked.
I must protect Isabella. We will go together to send your friend a telegram as soon as the exchange opens in the morning.
I don't know her address.
She lives with her aunt?
Thomas nodded. I know her aunt's name, and the street she lived on, that's all.
It will have to do,
Oconee replied.
And after we send the telegram, we will go to see Mendelman and Phineas.
Is that important now? Tiana asked.
Child, it appears that every one of Aubert's paintings were sold tonight,
said Oconee.
That means Thomas will be able to pay that damn banker in Hawaii and get his sugar plantation back, not to mention making Aubert a very happy artist.
I won't be going back, Thomas said. Oconee raised his eyebrows. I can't. There's nothing there for me now. He stared off into the distance for a moment and then added, I am sorry, my friend. But I have one last favor to ask. I want you to pay off the note with Wallace Stafford in Honolulu, and then visit your cousin Kukane on Lanai and tell him that we are out of debt. I am deeding my ownership to him. William Fortnite will not dare return to the island after stealing all that money. So Kukane will be the sole owner of the sugar plantation.
Oconee nodded somberly. I will do that, Thomas. And then I will take Isabella to Tahiti with me and see that Aubert gets his money.
Thomas was overwhelmed. So many people had risked their lives and fortunes to help him, he did not know what to say. Isabella went to the sideboard and filled 4 small glasses with cognac. She handed them to her friends and said,
"Here is what we need to do right now. Akoni and I will go to the hotel and pack light bags for you and Tayana. We will take a carriage at 3 a.m. to Pier 47 and purchase your tickets, and as soon as the telegram office opens, we will contact Angela. Then we will send a telegram each day to..."
"Hell, man," Akoni interrupted. "We will come to Boston ourselves in a few days and sort out the last bits and pieces in person."
Isabella smiled and shrugged.
"It seems we have a plan, Thomas. Are you good with all of this?"
He nodded.
"And you, Tayana?"
Isabella added.
"You do have a choice in all this, you know."
Tayana went to the couch and sat beside Thomas. She rested her hand on his forearm and asked,
"Have you noticed the kind of trouble he gets in when I'm not around?"
At 3:45 a.m., under a clear, cold, star-carpeted sky, Akoni and Isabella walked Thomas and Tayana up the ramp of the steamship Galatea. They helped get them settled in their stateroom and then waited on the deck as the steamship pulled away from the pier and slipped into the river.
"You have a choice in all this too, my love,"
Akoni said when they got into the carriages for the ride back into town. Isabella adjusted the buffalo lap robe and then leaned over and kissed him on the lips.
"I made my choice a long time ago, my dearest.